Welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast, where we're going to be talking about Limp Bizkit's legendary album, Chocolate Starfish and... No, that's a hot dog flavored water.
And the Chocolate Starfish?
And the... Which one comes first? A long title.
I feel like you want to chase the Chocolate Starfish with the hot dog flavored water.
You know? Or lure the... I don't know. What do starfish eat?
Maybe it's hot dog
flavored water. This is true.
Wow.
If
anyone knows the answer, please feel free to chime in. Give us your thoughts.
All the thoughts.
My name's Nick Ring. That's Ben Durge. He's the host. I'm the guitar host.
Guitar host. he plays the guitar. I play the drums.
Yeah.
And we've played a lot of music. Just to play some music, to jam, if you will. And now we're taking some notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We're back at it, back in the basement. We've selected a jam here from August of 2022.
And we are not talking about Limp Bizkit as far as... It's not on the docket. I'm sorry. If you've tuned in for Limp Bizkit coverage...
You'll have to tune into our other podcast.
This might be the Durst video.
Oh, yeah. Because
Fred, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Go on. August 20, 2022.
This jam has no note on the file name, so we don't have any clues as to how it is.
It's the second jam of the day. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Second of three.
Yep.
And with that, let's play.
We'll get rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling what? Okay, starting pretty quiet. Oh. Nice chime. It's very 90s.
Expect Incubus to come in.
Incubus.
Incubus or Radiohead or something.
Now it sounds like a car alarm door, or you know, you left your ding 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 ding.
Yeah, that's why it sounds like one of those bands. They just have one of those like repetitive noises.
I guess, yeah. Much sweeter than we usually play.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting like sunlight and drops of water.
Yeah. Dew.
Dewy. Nice intro, Ben.
Nice. Wow.
Like with a loop like this, that it can get off time, and then it just has like an effect, like a washing over kind of.
Yeah, I could hear. Well, I'm speechless. Didn't know we had it in us.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the past couple of episodes we've had some chiller jams.
Yeah.
Which actually sounds good on us.
Yeah, but it's also, we also like to get that energy out when we jam.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
Probably. We'll see how long we can last.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Hold back as long as possible. Waiting for the loop to go reverse and halftime. Because with a 1 second loop like that, where are we going from there? It's kind of like stuck. But then you flip it into the reverse and halftime, and it's like a bigger space. It's different.
Well, I've picked it up, but I'm still not doing too much.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you're trying to.
Oh, now I'm trying to pick it up. Yeah. Come on, let's jam, Nick.
Well, speeding up doesn't... We can still maintain tempo.
Still is sweet, yes.
Yeah. And that push and pull is so important.
It's like those old cartoons, you know, where one of them chases a bug or a butterfly, and it seems very important to them. That's how it feels like.
Yeah.
If that made sense.
Yeah, but I feel like usually it pans out after that, and something else is happening.
Yeah.
They're, like, walking towards a cliff, or there's a monster
yeah.
watching.
Oh, it does have to do with the plot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
a little idyllic childhood fantasy kind of thing.
We're just following a butterfly right now, and it seems intense to the scene and to the character, but just chasing a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, doing some stuff I don't usually do on there. I must have been in an experimental mood, but I like it. Slowing.
Ooh.
Instead of doing a full fast fill, I'm doing a fast fill, but not slowing it down and then finishing the fill with a little, you know. I gotta. Yeah, let's see. This is why we should listen to our jams more.
Isn't that what we're doing? Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're in this little, like, almost a march.
Gotta get that butterfly. Pretty butterfly. Oh, I get it. So that's how it could flap its wings and then make everything change.
It is like that. Yeah.
Chaos theory.
Yep. Who? I was thinking about that the other day. Do you know who that's attributable to? Like the butterfly flapping its wings?
I do actually write a whole book about it. You want to go there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember his name or any of that. It was the 70s. And he was trying to build weather models, you know, with computers, computers.
He's a scientist?
He was a computer guy. And a meteorologist, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, he was trying to, like, predict the weather.
Yeah.
And he came up with a very good statistical model, but it wasn't predicting the weather. And he realized it's because very small changes at the start, the beginning condition or whatever, can lead to massively different results down the road. So literally, he put in whatever a butterfly's wings flapping equates to, whatever, you know, changing just that little bit in the atmosphere,
like
that wind,
or,
yeah, okay. Whatever it was, actually made, like, storms appear in New York or California, or, you know, we had drastically different results.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was an expression, but it is true that the flapping of a butterfly's wings affects the weather.
Here's some flapping.
Here we go. Yeah, he's almost got it. About to uncover the deeper plot in the tale.
Yeah. The butterfly effect in action.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
This is fun. You know the Mandelbrot set?
Yeah, that's fractals, right?
Yeah, so that's very related to the chaos theory, too. That's all I'll say about that before this becomes a math podcast.
I do want to hear more about that. But this is the most interesting part of the jam, I think. So the way that that happens is we're working on a halftime reverse loop and I record onto that halftime reverse and then undo halftime and reverse so it goes forward at like four times the speed.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's neat.
It is neat. And I usually don't know what's exactly going to happen.
Nice.
So when it works, I'm like, hell yeah. Keep that going.
Definitely have those on the drums where, ah, oh, crap. Well, this is either going to be great, or we're going to kind of flub around a bit until we find it again.
Yeah. But when neither one of us really has a plan, that's bound to happen.
That little hum there. It sounded like we had a bassist for a second.
That's another good thing about the halftime is it shifts the pitch down.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Nice build, Ben.
All right. Look at us go.
Landing it.
Man. August 2022. I didn't have much going on. About to have a lot going on. But not at that moment. Didn't have much going on.
Bass notes in finally.
Hey! Well, we have forgotten about the butterfly and stumbled on the larger plot, I feel like. Hey! I was listening to White Zombie, I think, or it might have been Ace of Spades by Motorhead, and the drummer did that, just went pop, pop, pop for four notes, so I was like, yeah, I gotta get back to that.
Oh, yeah. With, like, are you talking, like, snare and...
Yeah, just
like
everything,
floor
just
tom?
One, two, three, yeah. Four, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit! Are we gonna go full birthday song here?
Probably not.
Okay.
Just an E chord. Don't get too excited.
Well, I think it... Drummer me right now is getting excited.
I know.
Like are we going there?
And sometimes I test the waters with you. Like, hey, how long is this jam going to go? Should we go into something?
Yeah. It's like the dragon song. Well, if we ever do form the birthday song to recording, this might be a good ending.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little tremolo ending. No claps from Ben? We usually get claps.
Oh, I dropped the sticks. I got a laugh. I laughed. Crisscross.
Stick toss, crisscross.
Tick toss, crisscross. Whoa.
You do a stick toss, you like toss it up, catch
stick
it.
Stick toss, crisscross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toss crisscross. Yeah, man, that was a good jam.
Hell yeah. I don't know about band name, but Stick Toss Crisscross could be a good album title.
Yeah. Yeah. Could also be a drum solo.
Stick toss, crisscross.
Stick toss, crisscross. You just got to keep crisscross, stick toss.
I drop my sticks, not throwing them.
So, maybe throwing them would help you to get those hands together. I don't know.
Coordinated throws.
Yeah. That was nice. That was real mellow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we just had it quiet in the room, but it was definitely like chill.
It was sweet. Yeah, chill and sweet.
Yeah.
Springtime. Mm-hmm. Appropriate. And nothing came blasting out after. Did you plan it that way?
Oh, there's probably just like a bunch of dead
space. Okay, yeah, something's going to come then.
Oh, weird. No, it just stopped.
Awesome. Well, how about that?
Yeah, I guess usually I have it playing on my like recently played, and then it jumps to some Jack Funk.
Usually.
Yeah. Speaking of, hey, I'm in a band that plays shows, as well as this band that plays in the basement. And Jack Funk has some shows. We are releasing a single on May 10th. Ooh. We have a show at Cafe Nola in Frederick, playing with the Fun Boys, and they are a great time. Frederick, so much fun.
Frederick, Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland, that yeah. is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben's going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's my birthday weekend, so
I'm going to have a
good time. That's a Saturday.
Okay. What time?
We will play probably around 11, 11:30.
At night.
At nighttime.
Oh, maybe I can make it.
Yeah.
All right.
And the Fun Boys will play before that. I have a bunch of other shows coming up, all listed on jackfunkmusic.com. And we'll be posted on the socials here. Making a poster for that right now. We've got two shows in May, three or four in June, three or four in July. So look out for us. That new single will be out on 5/10, and it's called Temple of the Aftermath. Ooh. I already have the art. The animation looks fucking amazing, and I cannot wait to share it. And it is the first single from the album, which we are working very hard on and should be out this summer. Yeah, it will be. It fucking will be.
Yeah, and my novel will get done this year as well.
You got a title on that one?
Remember Me Nothing.
Oh, that one.
Yes, the one I'm reading. I'm waiting for someone to finish reading.
That's right. I'm reading it. It's great. I was thinking about it today. There,
I got you, my wife, and my dad all reading it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see who finishes first. It's been quite the horse race.
Yeah. I think now that I got my taxes out of the way, I'm feeling free. I'm feeling like I got some clear headspace. And I'm going to get back in your book and finish it.
All right. Awesome. And then maybe it'll be for sale. You can also buy my other books. Which, you know, I get it. I wrote them in high school. Tried to work them. It's also hard. Many times. And I think it's just really hard to sell a book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially your own book. And then, I mean, if you pay for marketing, then they suck. You've just blown more money out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But this one that he will finish, and then I will take his notes and rewrite a little bit, hopefully a little bit. Hopefully you don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it. But my notes are usually in the launch, you know, the setup.
Gotcha.
And then once you're rolling, I'm like, whoa.
It's definitely setting the bullpens up and then knocking them down kind of story. So hopefully, yeah, that's the one you should buy. Fuck my other two books. They were practice.
I disagree. Blaine Nip 1 and 2 are fucking awesome. I think it's a great story. And I don't really know a similar one to, like, compare it to, which is a good sign for sci-fi.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, so much of it is redone and redone.
Even though, you know, I am writing the third one because I'm not going to go to my grave with the Blaine Nip trilogy incomplete.
Yeah.
So that it will eventually happen.
Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Jack Funk, their drummer, is better than me. Much better. And he's a good guy, which I think I've mentioned before.
Yeah. What up, Justin?
All right. Nick, not a good guy. Terrible person.
No.
I hate
lots of masks,
being here with
lots
him.
Lots of facades.
Nah, he's the best. All right. See you guys.
Bye.